Penetanguishene residents attending a recent public meeting for 200 Main Street and 35 Thompson's Road West were able to get a look at what could be future commercial and residential development within the town. Applications for an official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment were the subject of the meeting, allowing the public to share their thoughts and concerns for consideration. A presentation by Sejetsky Planning pitched the 11-building, three-phase proposal. The parcel north of Thompson Road West, called Phase 2, would contain 2 6-story rental buildings and 2 6-story condominiums each with dedicated underground parking and additional parking at grade. The parcel south of Thompson Road West would be split, as Phases 1A and 1B would contain 2 commercial buildings along Main Street, a 9-unit commercial plaza, and a standalone building with drive-through. Phase 3 was proposed on the eastern half of the southern parcel, to contain 6-story condominiums with underground parking and 3 3-story townhouse blocks with individual driveways and garages. As well, an open space was included within the render. Through the public meeting, a request was made to remove the future study overlay designation of the official plan and amend that to mixed-use and commercial area, as well as to request a zoning bylaw amendment for mixed-use commercial exception zone, to permit townhouses, dwelling units above commercial units, and a maximum height of 6 stories. While the opportunity for residents was given to speak, one neighbor provided ample content for planners to consider. Holly Bryce spoke at length with varying concerns including adjacent housing and subdivisions, impact to the town entrance visually and regarding traffic, inclusion of existing businesses to review information, inconsistencies in documents, and more. I feel the value of the wetland area to the southwest of the development lands has been undervalued and minimized to suit the development plans, said Bryce. How will redirecting this natural water flow affect the existing wetland area, and how will the proposed underground parking and underground water retention area affect the water table, which is already an issue in the Belle Isle subdivision? Bryce concluded her 10-minute scrutiny with comments that she was not opposed to development or growth in the town, but requested consideration be given to impact on the existing community and an ask that it would reflect current community heritage and culture. Planning and engineering representatives thanked Bryce for the comments, reiterating that the feedback would be taken into consideration. Later in the council meeting, a request was made by Count George Vadaban Kerr for an upcoming report to include further information on the waterway indicated in the documentation, as well as how the proposed site would accommodate grading at the bottom of the hill. Midland Today asked Mayor Doug Rawson after the council session what impact a large development such as was proposed would have on Penetanguishene. Rawson declined to comment on the Sejetsky proposal, but praised the developer for being open to public consultation. I think from a growth and development perspective, said Rawson, this could provide opportunity for the community because everyone's talking about business and economic development opportunities and housing tools, and I think this solves a lot of what we're looking for. I think a lot of thought's gone into this, but I want to pause and hear what the community has to say before we get recommendations to move forward, Rawson added. The 200 Main Street presentation, including conceptual render and amendment applications for official plan and zoning bylaw, can be located on the agenda page of the Town of Penetanguishene website. Meetings of Penetanguishene Council are held on the second Wednesday of each month, and can be watched live on Rogers TV Cable 53 when available, or on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are located on the Town of Penetanguishene YouTube channel.